up, cousin? Welcome to Coco Conjure. Here we talk about all things hoodoo, folklore, and spiritual journeys. My goal is to give foundation to the novice and inspiration to the advanced practitioner. If you have not guessed already, my name is Coco. As of this recording, first of all, before we get into anything else, thank you, everyone. As of this recording, I have almost 400 subscribers on YouTube, and that's not even talking about who the people following on Spotify and on Apple. Thanks. Thank you. You guys know I do not advertise this. I don't talk about this podcast. If you find me, you were supposed to find me. The algorithm decided that I was for you. Like, I am not out here trying to make money off of this. This is a good time for me. This is me feeding my own spirit. This is me making sense of my own practice, sharing what I know, listening to all of you give back, give feedback. Like, that's all this is for me. So if you've subscribed, if you clicked on anything in the last couple of episodes last season, thank you, cousin. Thank you so much for rocking with me, for supporting me and my hobbies, for finding me worthy to listen to. You guys have no idea how much that means to me. Okay, so now I can get into it. I had to say thanks. You don't take from someone or ask for support or receive appreciation and not say thank you. I don't care if that's mundane, like how I just did. I don't care if that's the spirit world. Like, you cultivating blessing is not just receiving. It's also giving. It's also reciprocal, right? So thank you, everyone, so much for the like, the subscribe, the comment, halfway listening to an episode, whatever you did. I thank you so much. Okay, so as of this recording, the summer solstice is upon us. It's June 20th, 2025, all right? That means we are halfway through the year. That's the summer solstice, halfway through the solar rhythm. It means that summer is about to start. So if you're new here, let me tell you my absolute worst kept secret. Like, if this is the first time you've ever clicked on an episode because you saw some spiritual person talking about a solstice, let me tell you my worst kept secret. I am a pagan hoodoo. I am earth pagan. I am secular. I follow no gods, not a one, not an Orisha, not a Loa, not a pantheon of Egyptian or Greek or whatever origin. And at this point, I'm pretty sure Jesus is just over my shenanigans. Like, I'm pretty sure he's just over me. Okay. I follow none of it. Instead, I am an earth-based pagan. Okay. So I think that everything we need to sustain ourselves physically, spiritually, mentally is right here. The spirit of life breathed into this universe. Okay, it created everything that we need and everything here for us to utilize. All right. So what does that mean for you today? Clicking on a hoodoo podcast, talking about the summer solstice. That means you get to listen to me pagan out a little bit. You get to listen to me talking about some pagan shit. All right. So if that's not for you, I understand, cousin. I have a great episode right before this where I did a short story. I have a whole episode that I think everyone and their mama has clicked on at this point called No Karma and Hoodoo. Like, I have some very hoodoo targeted stuff. And if this is not for you, I feel that. Go see something else of mine. I think you'll have a good time on another video. But if you're interested in just hearing me talk about my pagan shit and how I incorporate that into my hoodoo foundations, you're in the right spot. Okay, so by now, I'm sure you all have heard of the Wheel of the Year. And I did just say I was pagan, so you're probably thinking I'm talking about Letha or Midsummer or whatever. That's a very Wiccan, very neo-pagan practice. And remember, I do not follow a pantheon, including the god and the goddess. Okay, so if you ask me to go into detail about those things, I can't help you. However, what I am talking about is the solar rhythm, the year long rhythm of four seasons that affects all of us, even if we don't all celebrate the same high holidays. I have an episode on the winter solstice and the spring equinox already, and I also have another about timing and hoodoo, so I'm not going to repeat too much, but too long didn't read. The solar rhythm is the effect of the sun on our earth. It determines when things grow, when things die. It determines when we go outside, when we stay in the house, right? And it also affects the timing of our work, and it affects the season that we are spiritually in, okay? And I'm not talking about the more immediate, short-term work like you might pair with the moon cycle or the lunar rhythm. I'm talking about long-term goals, because it takes a full year for us to ride that solar rhythm. Now, we're coming out of the spring equinox. We took all those wants and desires that we cultivated in ourselves during our winter introspection and planted those desires and nurtured them during that spring equinox. The whole time, right, between the spring equinox and now, that's all we've been doing. We've been nurturing. We've been planting those seeds. We've been cultivating a blessing, right? The summer solstice is the first day of summer, the midpoint of our year, reminds us to check in on those wants and desires, right? It's time to turn the heat up on the work that we've been doing. It's time for us to have an honest conversation with ourselves about where we are in our work, whether that's spiritual, whether that's physical, whether that's mental. It's time to check in and refocus. And if necessary, it's time to pivot. All right. So if you think that you're off track with that weight loss resolution, for example, it's okay, cousin. Now is the time to rework your exercise and food plans. All right. If you are saving up for that house, now is the time to do some work to bring more money in. Okay. You and your honey are floating away from each other because, you know, things have been getting real crazy over the spring. And as things are starting to get warmer outside, you find yourselves going in different directions. I want you to go get those love herbs out. I want you to get down and dirty under that heat of life. And I want you to make the solstice a date night to help re-spark that flame of passion in your relationship. All right. And if you've lost yourself in the comings and goings of the last 6 months, now is the time to find yourself again. Sometimes when we think work, we think, what we need right now. I said that a lot this season, talking about, you know, the solutions to the problems we're having at this very moment. Right. But also hoodoo can also be a spiritual buoy, right? It can keep us afloat, right? So you might just be working on yourself. This just might be a year of you. And if that's what this is, and you don't know where the last 6 months went, well, now is your chance, right? To check in with yourself again and figure out where you just came from and what you need now to move forward. As we traverse through the hot months, the outsideness of it all, and start to really try to turn up the volume, turn up the heat on those blessings that we've planted earlier this year. Another thing is, okay, so say you're like, okay, well, Coco, I've been doing all that anyway. Like, your girl never fell off. Your boy never missed a step. All right. Your cousin was always on. Okay. Great. So now is the time that we kick it up a notch. We just take it one notch up. Your girl has been working out 5 days a week since January. Right. And I made a goal for myself, something that I planted for myself, maintain that mind, body, spirit connection, that I wanted to approach my workouts like it's spiritual work, like it's something that's strengthening my temple for my spirit to sit in. So I gave myself a goal of like, okay, well, I want you to get up to, 15 pounds, during your weightlifting, right? So depending on the exercise, I can't always do 15, but depending on the exercise, I want to get up to, you know, 15 pounds. Now, some of y'all might be like, okay, that's light work, Coco. But remember, your girl was 400 pounds last January. Okay. So it's been, mobility has been a thing. But as I am moving into my summer solstice, as I am moving into my, you know, checking in on those goals, moving into the next season of my life, I said, okay, well, I got up to 15. I did it, right? I did it before the end of the year. So I guess I'll just keep going. I guess it's time to kick it up a notch. I guess it's time to look into, you know, Pilates, look into gym memberships, look into if I want to continue to build my home gym, you know, heavier weights, you know. What's my new goal since I've met the one that I wanted? The fruits of my labor have already, you know, blossomed, right? So what's the next thing, right? So the summer solstice can just be you kicking it up a notch, you pushing it forward, punching it up, seeing if you can go further. How many more blessings can you cultivate, right? Okay, so my favorite part of the summer solstice, outside of just the reevaluation and the reaching further, my favorite part is that we continue to be outside. Okay. Family reunions, holiday barbecues, beach trips, baby. Okay. My knees are supple. All right. I got my mile walk down to 20 minutes. Again, I know some of y'all are like, girl, that ain't nothing. But for me, that's huge. Okay. So my knees are supple. All right. And I've lost enough weight that narrow chairs do not scare me. You know them chairs I'm talking about. The plastic ones that have the what's it called? Like the hand rests, you know, they come in like black and blue and shit. They're always at the barbecue. And if you got a big ass like me, you like, there's no way I'm fitting into that. Right. That shit don't even scare me no more. So y'all going to catch all these cellulite saddlebags at the local river or in the Chesapeake. If someone has a grill and a fire pit, I'm getting a tumbler full of ice and a cooler full of protein shakes. If it's, you know, the cookout, you know, that cookout, the one that everybody and their mama wants an invite to, you're going to see me shaking my fat ass in a maxi dress while stomping these boots and waving my fans. Okay. I am ready. I am living for the summer. I told you guys that during the spring equinox, I was like, y'all, we get to go outside. I'm planning my outside. Yeah. And your girl has been outside. I think I hit mid spring and I have not stayed at home since. Okay, I check in just long enough to make sure Grace, you know, is alive and gets her cuddles, and I make sure that I get these podcasts out to you guys. But legitimately, there has not been an evening or a weekend where I have not gone and done something. All right, and why is that? The summer solstice is a celebration of living. The spirit of life as embodied by the sun is sitting closer to us. It's warming us up. It's making those flowers, you know, start to bloom. It's getting those hot peppers. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but your peppers don't start to bloom until it gets really warm outside. It needs a lot of water and a lot of sun, right? It's got my Angelica plant looking tall. Like, the spirit of life is heat, it's hot, it's living in us, it's soaking up those rays from the sun with our various communities. It's being responsible, of course. Don't get too drunk and don't burn while you're outside. But it's all about being outside, living life full, hard, hot. Okay, so okay, let's get into some celebrations around the world. So starting with the OG Americans, some Native American nations hold sun dances and powwows to honor the sun whilst also seeking spiritual renewal. We have European summer traditions that have them jumping over bonfires, dancing around maypoles, or they're at Stonehenge waiting for the sun to rise, you know, so they can greet the longest day of the year in a very spiritual place. The Chinese are racing dragon boats. They're dancing and hiking to soak up the sun and, you know, cultivate joy on that longest day of the year. And I just learned this recently. Certain Christians may also celebrate St. John the Baptist. apparently it said that Saint John the Baptist was born 6 months prior to Christ. And if Christ was born on the 24th, 25th of December, that puts John the Baptist in June, around the 24th and 25th, right? That's all according to Christian lore. Thus, in places like Puerto Rico, for example, they celebrate John the Baptist Day by jumping into the ocean backwards 7 times for good luck. I just learned that. How cool is that? And I might need to go to Puerto Rico next year. So I could also jump in backward for good luck. Like I said, Jesus is very much over me. But how much fun does that sound? It sounds like it's this amalgamation of like pagan summer practices mixed with Christian practices, you know, just kind of honoring those two bases. I think that's a lot of fun. My local Greek population here in Baltimore, they have their Greek festival every year around this time. Usually like the weekend before the summer solstice. And as we speak, because again, like I said, I'm always outside. As we speak, as you're listening to this, I'm probably sipping on a Greek coffee as I'm browsing like imported olive oils and looking at the imported silver as some Orthodox Greek choir provides a soundtrack of music, you know, like I'm having a good time. I'm waiting for my lamb to get finished at the grill, like legitimately. If it's a celebration, I'm there, right? For us Black Americans, we coincidentally also have a celebration. We have Juneteenth, right? Again, coincidence. It's definitely not rooted in the summer solstice, but it's still a celebration, right? A celebration of the last of our ancestors getting the news that they were no longer in bondage in the only home they had ever known, right? And what do we do during Juneteenth? We go outside, right? We celebrate the ones that survived and the ones who fought. We celebrate our freedom in a country that was not made for us and yet was still built with our blood, right? We celebrate the culture we've contributed to this country. And Juneteenth hits all those pagan checklist tasks without being a pagan holiday, right? Outside under the sun, check. Celebrating life with family and community, check. Ancestral remembrance, pouring one out for the ones who came before us, double check, right? And now that it's a national holiday, you're going to participate in those huge festivals and celebrations going on all over the country, and you probably get to use a floating holiday at work, so you get paid for it. Okay, so maybe you want to have a more targeted celebration the day of the solstice. What are some things you can do? One thing that most worldwide celebrations have in common is watching the sunrise on that longest day, watching the sunrise to usher in the summer solstice. So even if you can't find a celebration near you, going outside and saying your blessings as the sun comes up is more than enough, legitimately. Pouring some, you know, water on the ground, lighting up your incense, saying your blessings as the sun rises, that's a really good way to start your summer. Another important note is that the summer solstice is a fire celebration. It's all about the fieriness of life, right? We just talked about elements and how they relate to our practice, right? So fire, that has a lot to do for us. I mean, fire has a lot to do with candle work. So if there's anything big that you're aiming for, now would be the time to light that candle for it and let it burn from sunrise to sunset, right? Rejuvenate that want and desire and ask the spirits to aid you or thank them for all that they've done so far. Again, not pure hoodoo, right? But marrying some of that earth pagan practice with our hoodoo foundations. And most importantly, and I wish I'd have said this the other times we talked about the solar rhythm, this solstice is just the start of a season. The equinoxes are a balancing point between seasons. We are entering summer and moving toward autumn. So whatever it is that you want left in spring, you can go ahead and leave it there, cousin, on the sunset the night before the solstice, right? So if there's some sort of removal you need to do, black walnut bath you need to take it on the night before the solstice, the night leading into the solstice, okay? And leave it in spring. Don't take it with you. Do not take it with you. And as we move through our summer, try to keep the spirit of that summer solstice with you. Burn bright. Celebrate life. Live hot, you know? Okay, so we've reached the portion of the program where we take some internet questions from all over and I answer them to the best of my ability. The first question, and it's one that I've seen all over online. It just says, the solstice is getting closer. What are you doing to celebrate the summer solstice? So I already said I'm going outside, but specifically, I am going to my local, interfaith pagan church place. And I'm going to participate in the potluck beforehand and in the actual ritual that night as well. I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's something I don't have to plan. I don't got to think about. I can just, you know, go in with that. Just show up and enjoy. Let's see. There's also, I saw it on Eventbrite. There's a Juneteenth celebration coming up as well, which is great. So maybe that, I think the solstice is on a Saturday this year. So that Friday, the 19th, I'll probably try to hit up one of those Juneteenth celebrations going on. I don't specifically have a ritual that I want to do, but I'm definitely on the sunrise going to light a candle for my health and my peace, just to kind of say thank you, you know, to the spirit of life as it fills my body back up again. Now that I've lost weight, I can live fuller now, you know? So just to say that, thank you for that and just enjoy that sunrise and knowing that, you know, I had the longest day of the year is upon me and I was blessed to see it. Okay. So the next question, comes from the Rich Witch subreddit. It says, how do you go about practicing outside, not on your own property? So it says, I live in a pretty forested area and there are a few national parks within driving or walking distance from me. One of them has a trail that I never knew was there and I decided to bury an offering there. It made me think about practicing witchcraft there, but of course I want to obey laws and I also worry a little in the back of my mind of what if someone comes walking through? I don't like the idea of leaving the trails straying too far out of worry or getting mixed up in my directions as I am very directionally challenged. So for anyone who practices outside, not on your own property, how do you go about it? Any advice or tips? Okay, so who do center this question? The thing is that the trick to practicing not at home is to mind your business. Just be cool, be calm, and mind your business. Most times, I think we believe people are watching us, and that's just not true. So if you have to go collect your graveyard dirt, you go collect it. Don't ask questions. Don't try to make a scene out of it. You follow your protocol, and you collect your dirt. Same thing with bank dirt, church dirt, whatever. You just go up, you put some dirt in your jar, and you go on about your business, right? You follow your protocols, and you go about your business. But say, I was talking before, Juneteenth is not a hoodoo or pagan celebration, although we may adopt it as such in our practice, right? But the people around us are not behaving that way. They don't think of it as a spiritual thing. But just because they're not doesn't mean you're not, right? So you go to your celebration and you want to pour one out for the ancestors, just do it. Just do it, right? The people around you probably would be like, yeah, let's pour one out for the ancestors and pour one out, whatever. If you want to go to the river and, you know, take the summer solstice as a time to not just be out under the sun, but also, you know, go to the water and rejuvenate yourself and reset yourself. It's like a mid-year reset. no one else needs to know that. You take your candle, you put it in the sand, and you go into the ocean and you do what you got to do. You know, like you just, the trick to it is to mind your business, right? And if someone asks you, what are you doing? As long as you're not breaking any laws, you simply say, I'm just following my, you know, my religion. That's it, you know? So yeah, how do you practice outside? You mind your business. You remember that your practice is not everyone else's practice, right? And so have an understanding of that as well. And you do what needs to be done boldly and without hesitation. But, you know, just keep in mind not to break any laws. All right. We've reached the end of this episode. We've reached the end of, and I cannot believe I'm about to say this, season 3. Wow. We've reached the end of season 3. Crazy work. Thank you everyone for indulging me in writing my own stories. Thank you for everyone who's, you know, been here since the get or just joined. I appreciate you all. Last year this time I was again following that solar rhythm. I was moving into my place on my own, mostly because I wanted to make sure I secured a home before autumn. Right? Like I wanted to make sure I had that done before it was time to harvest blessings. Right? And it's crazy to think that during my next hiatus, I will have been on my own in my own place for a year. That's crazy work, right? So much. And following that solar rhythm with and following that plan of action, you know, in all areas of my life, so much has changed for me in a year. I've seen so much progress in myself. I think that's why I find it so important to do these, you know, seasonal check-ins with you guys, because I see how it has vastly improved my life. The ability to live on my own, like really take care of myself, live on my own. The ability to have my body be strong and capable. My relationships, how much happier I am, happier is how much more joy I should say I generate a lot more joy over the years just by following this solar rhythm. Some of it is, again, like actual outright spiritual work, those open road rituals, those ancestral veneration sessions, all of that stuff. Some of it, like that's all outright spiritual work. But some of it is literally just me living the life, right? If I say that I am a pagan, if I say that I am a worker, then in living the life, I have found clarity. I have found joy. I have found progress, right? Implementing that solar rhythm in my life of introspection, planting seeds, reaching further, and then harvesting blessings. Like that rhythm has done wonders for me. And I hope whoever listens to this, if you take my advice, if you want to implement that solar rhythm in your life, I really hope that it does the same for you. It helps keep you on a spiritually clear path, you know. It allows you to reach for those things you've always wanted, but were always a little too afraid, or you always came up a little too short to reach, you know. So yeah, end of season 3. Wow, it was crazy. Wild and crazy time for me. But season 4 will start the first Sunday of September. Yep. I'm taking off most of June, all of July, and all of August. All right. I hope that you stick around. I hope that I see you again in September. I hope that, you don't forget about me, and that when I pop back up in your algorithm, you click on me again just to see what's, you know, what I'm up to. we can catch up in September, cousin. Before I get out of here, I want to let you know that you deserve the world. Truly. Not all blessings can be cultivated in a week or in a month. Sometimes it takes a year, right? And sometimes those blessings don't look like traditional hoodoo work or the more, you know, modern hoodoo work. Sometimes it's just keeping ourselves spiritually buoyant and reaching for the things we desire, you know, that going for what we want in life. And cousin, I want to let you know that if you call for your blessings, no matter the time of year, they will come to you. I will see you guys in season 4.